Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
What are we doing?
This one. The Secret Show, right? Oh.
Yeah.
What is with Bonnie's voice today?
What about it? There's nothing wrong with it. It just sounds like that guy who leads all the elves in Santa's workshop.
Leads the elves?
You're an elf! You can't be a dentist.
That kind of question to me, my God, man.
Are we rolling?
We've been rolling.
Nice. Oh. Leave it all in there.
It's nothing but fun. What good times, people. It's a fucking today. Good times Tuesday.
The Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, May 16th, 2022.
It's 2023.
It's the past, it's the future, it's the present. And it's all happening at the same time. I want to start with it's us in the Secret Show. I want to start with the Daryl Hammond situation. Last week, Daryl Hammond stopped by the show, and he told us that a hooker played a long con on him. And, I mean, by a long con, like she was trying to get him, I don't know, to marry her and then wind up with his apartment and all his money, mm-hmm. and told him everything he wanted to hear. My soul's in love with your soul. Like, you know, that deep fucking connection that people are looking for. Well, that Daryl's looking for anyway, right? And just fucked him over. Like, it turned out she was also doing this to all these other dudes, including some people he knew. I don't know how long it was going on for, but people were very vulnerable during the pandemic. You know, you're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So this person is writing in sort of about that.
Okay.
Listening to Daryl yesterday brought me back to my own situation of a few years ago. I was nowhere near as invested in the person as Daryl was, but I was taken for a few $1,000s, which she put into a gold investment that was supposedly to go toward our, quote, future together.
Mm.
So this guy's question is, how much did Daryl give this person, if anything? And we don't know the answer to that.
Well, I think he did probably give her significant amounts of money.
How much do you think?
Like, I can't guess what he's worth. right. to begin with.
Just look him up. It's got to be a net worth thing.
He doesn't appear to be a guy who has, or does he to you? Does he appear to have multiple divorces in his history?
I actually don't know.
Most of the articles say about 8 million.
He's worth about 8 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about like divorce status in past relationships? Yeah, see if he had wives or kids or anything. Wives and kids are expensive.
Looks like he was married twice to the same person.
Oh.
Elizabeth Hammond.
Dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense, but you know.
And any kids with Elizabeth Hammond?
Let's see. Kids. Mia, yeah, one child, one girl.
How old's she?
She was born in 98.
Oh, wow. You got a 25-year-old daughter. Huh. Anyway, this person says, I couldn't help but wonder how much Daryl was taken for by that lady, as she was no doubt into the con for the money. These scam artists often target people that are older, that don't necessarily have the opportunities to meet potential partners in normal social situations. I fit in this category. As Sarah mentioned, he will hopefully be able to turn this experience into a profitable comedy bit. He is very fortunate in that regard. I wish him the best in that. And this is from Bob. You know, this is, if it can happen to Daryl Hammond, who you would think with some kind of celebrity status that you would actually be way more on guard and ask way more questions than even the average person.
I know it sounded shitty of me to say at the time, but I was like, you're in the most cutthroat fucking business in the world. You're Hollywood, dude.
Right.
And you fell for this chick's line of BS? Like,
people believe what they want to believe.
I know. I understand that, you know, loneliness. In fact, if anything, fame can be more isolating than anything.
Absolutely.
So I do realize that, but I just figured that he'd be someone. Comedians are jaded. People from Hollywood are jaded.
Yes.
In general, I feel like the most people in that business would be like, get the fuck out of here. Your soul speaks to fuck your soul. Like, you know.
She was good.
Yeah,
like
must be.
She really, first of all, I loved when he was saying stuff like, well, she was a hooker, so she knew exactly what to fucking do to make me love her. She knew all the tricks of the trade.
Mm-hmm.
The love trade.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes someone does start to hear you and they start to go, oh, this guy wants us to have like a soul deep connection, a connection like no other. And I'm going to pretend we have that.
Yeah. I mean, I think different people need different stuff. I don't like there are.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading, and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I don't need you to break my balls at home, but I also don't need compliments. You know what I mean?
Like, is it okay if I break your balls here, though?
Yes, though, I get paid for this. So this time I'm here, it works. I realize that's part of the gig.
For you.
Right. But, you know, I think that she figured out that his soul needed to come up.
Yes.
And that her soul loves his soul.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
it's not just my physical person
loves you. That's his love
language
or his, like...
yeah, let's get fucking spiritual with this right now.
Right.
This is holy, holy, holy. Play that song. You know, I never really listened to that song. It sounds so dumb to me, that Justin Bieber song. And he's...
how dare you?
No, I'm telling you that I was about to say something nice about you.
Oh, okay.
We're in Hawaii, and I've heard that. You know, I've heard the song, holy, holy, holy. I was like, this is so dumb.
And your tits are showing through your shirt. Go on.
that was before. I had put a not-see-through shirt, an opaque shirt. No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
So there we are in the car, and the song comes, and we're all kind of quiet. You know, it's the end of the night. We're driving back. I think Bryn's driving. I think I'm in back with John, right?
Yeah.
And the song comes on, and I realize it's the song, and I start really listening to the words, and I really wish I knew this Daryl Hammond story at that time, because I would have been like, this is how she fucking did it.
No.
You know?
That's what made you think?
That's, okay. Yes.
Oh God, running to the altar like a track star, can't wait another second. There's a way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so holy. I don't do well with the drama.
It's good just song. Yeah, like she found the way to
the key.
The key, the way to trick Daryl Hammond. All right, so anyway, I'm sorry that happened to you, Bob, and that you gave several thousand dollars, but maybe you got off cheap, maybe you learned a lesson.
Well, you got off cheap if you didn't marry her.
Suppose there's that, right?
You know.
Does she own your old house, cuz that could be the telltale. All right, let's get to a bad advice. This one is called, Dear Such a Good Therapists.
Oh, good. I love it.
Please don't say my name. I need your guidance on how to deal with a nosy fucking neighbor. About 3 years ago, my husband and I moved into a great neighborhood. It was the very beginning of COVID, but one of our neighbors across the street, let's call her Cheryl, made an immediate effort to meet us, i.e. she wanted to get the scoop on us, as she's the self-proclaimed busybody of the neighborhood. She immediately got our cell phone numbers. Oh, how I regret not saying no to that right away. Cheryl is retired, single, in her late 50s, and my husband and I are 30-somethings. Not a thing happens in the neighborhood without Cheryl wanting to know or share about it. She'll catch us on a walk and ask, did you have people over on Sunday? We heard music playing. Or the guy down the street shaved his head. He has cancer. Whoa, lady, not my business. Or my most favorite recently, who was that tan guy who came over last weekend? Jesus, woman, it was my brother-in-law. Now I'm fine with small talk, and I want to be neighborly. After all, I'm a nice fucking person. A real peach. So we often indulge Cheryl with friendly chit-chat. Let me be clear. We're friendly, but not friends. Recently, I was home sick as a dog for several days, and I got a text from Cheryl. Hey there, are you okay? I noticed your car hasn't left for a few days. Hope everything's all right. Take a breath, wait a couple hours, and finally respond, just homesick, but on the mend. She doesn't get the hint and responds, oh no, is it that nasty flu that's going around? Now listen, I don't care if I have an infected fucking toenail, a hemorrhage flare-up. I wonder if she means hemorrhoid.
I think she means hemorrhoid.
It says hemorrhage, but we'll go hemorrhoid. It's just funnier. A hemorrhoid flare-up, or I chip my tooth and I'm avoiding the public. It's none of Cheryl's fucking business, right? This is the third time Cheryl has texted me when, quote, my car hasn't left for a few days, wanting to know the details. So my question, how do I put a boundary in place? It's awkward because we see her often. She's older than us, respect and shit. And she has my number. Do I respond with,
respect
thanks?
And shit.
I love that.
I know. I love this fucking person so much. Do I respond with, thanks for your concern, but I'm a private person when it comes to my health? That actually is the response. I think you've answered your own question. Do I ignore her text, delete her phone number? Cheryl is not old enough to die anytime soon, so I expect we'll be neighbors for a while. Am I the asshole? Thanks for your help. Too fucking nice. You're not that fucking nice. I mean, in your mind, you're not. That's what I like about you. You're not the asshole. It is tough because you want that one bad seed in your neighborhood can ruin your whole fucking neighborhood for you. And then you know that bitch is out there talking about you to the other neighbors. Oh, well, I asked, I just asked how she was doing and she bit my head off. What a bitch. I think what you said there, let me read it again. Thanks for your concern, but I'm a private person when it comes to my health.
That sounds like a great place to start.
And then what?
Well, in my opinion, first of all, it's very important to keep things cool in the neighborhood.
Yes.
So while I'm known to just fucking power blast someone when they're being rude or in my face or obnoxious, to let them know I'm not, I don't appreciate how you're behaving or whatever.
Right.
In this case, it's your neighborhood, and it's important that you try to keep things cool. So that text is certainly fine. I also think you're letting something get to you that shouldn't. Like, she has no fucking life. If anything, that's sad. Not, I understand you're like, but she's bugging me. It doesn't have to bug you, though.
Right.
This is like that thing we talk about with old people who are like, these kids are always in their phone. God damn it. What's happened to the world?
Or look away.
Or just live your fucking life
don't
and
worry
stop worrying about what,
the about kids, what are
kids are doing. Like, my God, man.
Well, we worry for the
they're
world.
They're not on your lawn,
people.
Are they?
Well, they then, might. They'll stumble right onto it.
Okay,
they're not looking
well,
where they're
they
going.
When they get to your lawn, then you can yell at them. Get
can
off
I
my lawn.
Can I shoot them with my hose?
Yeah.
All right, great.
Fine.
Problem
but,
solved.
But until then, why don't you control your thoughts?
Think about
you're
something
in charge
else.
Of them.
Yeah. It's bugging her. I feel her.
I understand it's bugging her, but she's letting it bug her. Mm. She's like, this lady again. You don't need to be bothered by it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. You're not the asshole yet, but you could easily be the asshole. I feel it in you, and I like it. I appreciate the inner asshole. It's in your thoughts. You could easily snap and just snark on this bitch, and then now you are the asshole. Mm. Like, don't do that.
Don't let the asshole out.
Just kill him. Don't let your asshole out. Mm-hmm. Keep your asshole inside.
That all neighborhoods.
Also, don't fuck assholes. I mean, it's
no. Those are for that.
They're for shitting, actually.
No, they're not.
They are.
That's not true. They spend a minute of their day doing that,
and that's their only job. So good job,
they're looking hot. They're begging for a cock every other minute. They're like,
no, they're
throw a cock in here.
All right,
always debating about this. This is crazy.
Yeah, what are you gonna say?
I forget. I think she needs to just like not care as much.
Yeah,
just not care. Like, and that's the problem. Like, even saying, "Hey, my health is like a private thing." Sometimes I wouldn't even go as far as that. I would just kind of like...
Just don't answer.
Yeah.
I'm with Sarah on that one, actually.
Just fucking be vague as shit.
Just don't text.
Yeah,
like, people text
respond.
Me, and then I don't text them back. And I'm like, I just move on.
Yeah,
and
then
like,
get used to it.
And then, yeah, and then they'll, if they ever hit me up about it, if they see me, I'm like, hey, I'm busy. Like,
sorry,
I'm doing
sorry
stuff.
I never got back to it. It was one of 50 texts I had that day, and I just didn't get back to it.
This actually reminds me of something from... I got a text. It was yesterday. It wasn't yesterday, probably like 3 days before yesterday.
Okay.
And this person was a listener, and I do get a lot of texts and emails. And so they had emailed me a couple of things asking me to get it to you guys. And I didn't see it. And they responded with, oh, I see. So you fucking blocked me. You're ignoring me. And da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh. Like, I just saw their text, like, you know, because I have my Skid Law number. So
yeah,
I
yeah, Skid Law.
So, and it was a whole thing, like, you're ignoring me, you're upset with me, you've now lost
people,
a listener, and I'm like, what the hell, dude?
Are you losing us listeners? You're a fucking asshole.
Well, no, this is one guy, I know his name, but no, it's like, no,
who
I'm not
is
losing.
It? Who is it?
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You want me to say his name?
Oh, I was.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Write it down.
Let me see if I can just...
No, say it.
Just
I'll
fucking text
you.
It to me.
His name is Phil.
Beep.
Oh.
You remember Phil?
Beep.
I do. It's Phil the band guy?
Beep. Phil the band guy.
Phil gets... Beep. Listen, let me just say something to Phil. Phil,
beep.
Fucking relax. Are you ready?
I'm trying to bleep it.
Phil, I'm sorry I didn't see your text in time. And you know what?
He's a talented musician. He's a little bit overly enthusiastic about being friends with us on the show because we talk about him from time to time. Like, Phil, you got to relax, bud. You're a great guy. And I've enjoyed many of our interactions. Others, not so much. Other interactions aren't as good. But you overall, you know, you're great.
He's probably already gone. He's not even listening anymore. I'm not sure.
He's not gone. That fucking guy has been listening since day one.
Come back, Phil.
Beep! Phil! Beep. See, Benny's busy bleeping you out.
Anyway,
Phil.
Look, I actually think leaving her on red is just as good. You are not obligated. You can still be friendly face-to-face, but you're not obligated to update her on anything.
No.
I do think, one thing you risk if you don't respond on the are you sick thing is busybody comes over ringing your doorbell. But you don't even have to answer that. And most of us have cameras. We have one. They only go to my wife's phone. So I would be like, oh, fuck. I got to go look at it. Oh, hi.
Why didn't you sign up to get the alerts?
No, I don't want the alerts. That's the thing.
But now you have to pee out the window like, eh.
Believe me, I'm fine.
I dive for the ground. I'm like, oh shit, somebody's door.
Yeah, I know. Get down. You got to get down. We have to do that earlier. We're going to get the team right in. I'm like, oh, get down.
I've turned off all alerts. Christina's phone chirps like round the clock between her work and these cameras. Something moved in the backyard and like shoots her.
What could that be?
Like, it's crazy, but she's
some rat going, what?
She's controlling her whole world from this thing in her hand.
In the backyard?
Crazy. Anyway, funny. I would just, I think if you aren't responsive and you pull back, but you want to be cool in that, look, this could be the neighbor. This could be your forever house.
Yeah.
You may even be planning like, nah, we're out of here in 10 years.
But this, you might know this lady when she hits 90.
But you might not be out of there in 10 years. Who knows what's going to happen right. Where you find yourself going, shit, we can't afford to move.
And we love this place.
Yeah.
And we love it here.
This is where our lives have been built.
Yeah.
It's easier if you just don't let her get to you.
Yeah.
We have tons of neighborhood stuff.
Of course.
And I'm not privy to any of it. Like, Christina's locked into all the...
She on Next Door and does all that stuff,
all
too.
The stuff.
John's always on Next Door.
Talks to everyone.
You want to hear something from Next Door?
Not really. Go ahead. What is it? I can tell you what to tell me.
There's a group in our neighborhood. They're right. All on it. There really is. Yeah, yeah. You know. So, and that's... You want that, actually. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, of course. It is good to know your neighbors. And you do. And this... And by the way, when something comes up in the... Look, we have a neighborhood busybody, too. He's unbelievable. He knows... Everything.
Jim.
It's not Jim. It isn't Jim.
And clean up your poop, please.
Yeah.
It's not Jim. And Jim does. Listen, it's this other guy. And I don't want to say his name.
Jim.
It's not Jim.
All right. Is it Phil?
I'll tell you something. It's not Phil.
Beep.
It's not Phil. He can be annoying. He can be annoying, and he's definitely busybodying, but when you want to know something, you go talk to him.
Did you hear those dipshits?
I didn't. What did those dipshits say?
I said the name, and they both went, beep.
I did. I heard it. I mean, it's funny and everything, but...
That was funny. Both of them had the same... Never mind.
I know.
It's fine.
I mean, I did all think... Right. I did think, oh, that was nicely coordinated.
Yeah, that was very well done.
I just didn't, like, lose my shit
it,
over it.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
We're done here. I think we've solved
we're
all
not
these fucking
done.
Things.
You have another one to do.
No, that was the second one. We did the Daryl Hammond one with the person who got... We've been on... This has been like 4 hours. This is a four-hour-long show. It just feels like it was only 15 minutes.
I have a lot of voice left, so let's do a little more.
Yeah, you do.
No, we're done. You know what? I need two more words from you.
Fuck me?
Those are not the words I'm looking for. You can cut it short.
The end.
Daryl, how are you?
Oh,
pretty
boy.
Good. Thanks, Daryl.
Hey.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?